New security measures at the Cape Breton Regional Hospital are being powered by AI technology. Cape Breton Regional Hospital has started using new metal detectors that use AI to locate sharp objects and weapons on a person's body. The detectors have been rolling out across the province, first in the central and northern health zones of Nova Scotia, but now the detectors are coming to hospitals in the eastern zone, including the Cape Breton Regional Hospital. To unveil the detectors at the regional, Nova Scotia Health invited members of the media to view a demonstration of the first set of detectors, which will be installed at the entrance to the emergency department. Regional Hospital site lead Kathy Lynn Howley was at the demonstration and spoke about how they'll enhance existing security services.
And so the intent is really to ensure that we are maintaining the safety and security of the patients, visitors, families within the building, and to prevent any weapons or devices that could be used as a weapon from entering the emergency department.
Howley says the emergency department will be the first entrance with detectors, but says they have plans to install them at every entrance to the hospital. She spoke about the need for the detectors.
There's always prohibited items or items that could be used as weapons that can enter the building from time to time. Not necessarily with intent, but lots of community members, patients, families carry things such as pocket knives or box cutters that could be used as a weapon, and so we want to ensure that they aren't entering the facility.
She says the detectors are portable and could be set up in any part of the hospital. Meanwhile, the director of security for Nova Scotia Health is commenting on how the new AI-powered metal detectors work. Dean Steinberg laid out how the detectors function.
The AI metal detector is, in its very simplest definition, a metal detector. What makes it different is the fact that it has the ability, in many instances, to differentiate between what metal object on a person might be dangerous and what is just something that is normal that everyone would carry that's not dangerous. So, coming through, the detector should be able to tell that you have a cell phone, and it's not going to alert on that, or your belt buckle. Common things that we carry, keys, things like that, it couldn't detect and it couldn't alert on. So what it does is it makes that whole process much more efficient and much less evasive. It's not like the airport. We don't have to get you to empty all your pockets, take your shoes off, do all of that stuff, but we can still be fairly confident that we're catching the vast majority of dangerous items before they enter the hospital and able to keep them out of the healthcare setting.
He also discussed what makes these detectors different.
It is a little more intelligent than a normal metal detector. Or a traditional standard metal detector, in that it does actually take, the shape, the size, the density, different things that a normal detector wouldn't pick up on. And that's kind of the AI portion of it. So what happens while we collect no personal information whatsoever? The machine is capable of taking photos, but we were not enabling that piece of it. We're not taking pictures of people. But what happens is the machine, every time it alerts on something, it records what it alerted on, shape, size, those types of things. And then that data can be transported back to the manufacturer who is collecting that data from all over North America. And why that's important is because it can then learn, what dangerous items, new dangerous items might be out there, or more importantly, what safe items are out there. So let me give you an example. My daughter is a bit of a techie. So for Christmas, she bought me this really cool new wallet, but it's metal. Now, it has all kinds of things. When I lose my wallet, it can find the wallet for me and tell me where it is, and it's a great wallet, but it's brand new. So me bringing that through the detector, because it's such a new technology and there isn't a lot of them out there yet, the detector's going to look at that and say, I'm not sure what this is. So it's going to err on the side of caution, and it's going to alert on it, and then that's where the guard is going to do a secondary check. So this is why quite often a guard will do a secondary check and we don't necessarily find something dangerous, but we usually find something. Well, over time, as the machines see more and more of these wallets, as they become more popular across North America, the machine will learn that that's not a dangerous item. So maybe my second time when I come back in 5 or 6 months with that wallet, it might not alert because it has learned that that's not something it needs to be concerned about. It knows what it is now. Okay. That's kind of the AI explained in the simplest of terms, which is good for us because we know that the machine is constantly updating itself, that we've got the most modern, software and and alerts that we can have.
He also spoke about the rollout of more detectors.
That is, eventually as we roll these out, we're actually the first in the country to do metal detection in whole site hospitals. So the Halifax Infirmary is set up now. So no matter where you come into the hospital, you're going to have to go through scanning. We're looking to do that in the locations that we can. We want to maximize the advantages of having this type of risk mitigation, but it's not practical everywhere. So we had to prioritize where we wanted to start. So we are prioritizing the emergency departments because that's where we have the most incidents. That said, if the program turns out to be successful, like we hope it will be and like our early indications are, then we will be looking to expand. And I can't say for sure that Cape Breton Regional that we're going to end up doing every entrance of the whole hospital, but that's certainly something that we'll be looking closely at. And if we can do it in a cost-effective and in good manner, and we feel that there's value in it, we will absolutely consider expanding it, yes.
Steinberg reminds the public to be aware of what they're bringing into the hospital, and leaving dangerous items behind will help to keep the operation of the new metal detectors moving smoothly. The new detectors are now in operation at the Cape Breton Regional Hospital's Emergency Department. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.